typical Wednesday morning, closer to the weekend, and I'm excited, but I know I've been focusing everything on mental health, but today I want to kind of do like a Q&A where you guys can kind of get to know me a little bit better. So I've done that in the first episode, so forgive me. Also, guys, I'd love to hear your feedback, so like you hear my episode, give me a clap, or just call in and say something so that I can get some feedback. Or if you have any questions for me, you're welcome to call and leave a voice message or whatever so I can hear you guys a little bit better. But this Q&A is just going to be me focusing on you guys getting to know me a little better. I feel like I should have done better with that in the beginning on my first episode, so I apologize. But let's get into it. So, the first time I'm going to let you guys know, my name is Sherelle, if I haven't told you guys that already. I am a medical assistant. The reason I went into the medical field is because I love helping others. As you can see, I'm so passionate about mental health and all that because I love to help others. My favorite color is red, guys. I love the color red. In my spare time, I pretty much love watching TV, of course, but I also like to write novels and poems. I have a collection of novels on my laptop. Basically, I'm not going to reveal my age just yet, but let's say I'm in my 20s. I love what I do every day. You know, I get to wake up and I get to community mind being inspired and help people every day. I also have a YouTube channel, guys. But what I really want to talk about to you guys is I have decided, because I'm so into this so much too, guys, and I'm just so passionate about mental health and wanting to help others, and it's become such a big part of my life, I'm also going to be doing a YouTube geared towards mental health. And I already have a YouTube channel, but I want to do another one, guys, and this other channel that I'm going to do is just going to be solely focused on mental health. So keep a lookout for that. I'll definitely keep you guys updated once I get the channel up and running. I'll probably make my first video this weekend, and I'll edit it, upload it, and I'll let you guys know. If you can watch my channel, if you like, or go to my channel and subscribe. But yeah, that's something that's really big for me. But yes, guys, I love to shop. I love to cook. I love to go to the movies. I just like to do it all, you know. In general, I'm well-rounded, guys. You know, I love to do anything that's fun. What else do you want? I just want to know. But this is important. I'm trying to think of things to tell you guys about myself. Oh, my God. I suck at, like, Q&A's. But if you guys want to know anything really major, because I'm probably going to skip over that in this episode because I'm going to not think about it, you guys are welcome to call in or welcome to leave me a voice message and ask me, because right now I'm like rambling on because I'm like, what the heck do I tell them about myself? Pretty much, I'll tell you guys, I'll give you to basically why I became so passionate about mental health. Okay, so basically, guys, I want to start a blog. So I found stumbledupon WordPress.com. I started a blog, Sherelleblog.media. Look for my blog and follow me. And it really just became a big thing for me. I just became super passionate about mental health and wanting to help others. It became something that kind of, not in a sense took over me or anything, or took over my life or anything, but something that really became a big deal for me. Because I never kind of, knowing I had anxiety and depression, it never really registered to me that it was such, that mental health was such a big deal that had a stigma behind at the time. And then recently, probably like 2018 going into now 2019, it really was like I really became super passionate about it, and I'm like, you know, I want to help others out there because mental health is in my family, and I have mental illness in my family and things like that, people around me I know. So it became like, Sherelle, let's really get into this. So that's when I made a blog. In the beginning, my blog was just blogging about everything from relationships to mental health, just anything, dieting and exercise. And then it became, mental health just became such a huge part of my life. I started making most of my blog posts about mental health and helping others. And that's when I decided, hey, why not do a podcast about it? And then now I have this beautiful podcast that I love doing every morning before I go to work. And now, not only that, but it's becoming a situation now where I'm like, I really want to do a YouTube channel geared towards mental health because I'm becoming so passionate about it. But that blog is the main reason that I really got deep into it, because I started meeting other people on my blog that had mental health issues, whether it was bipolar, anxiety, depression, things like that, or, you know, personality disorder. Just meeting all the different people and hearing their stories, it just became super important to me to want to help others, to want to speak out, to want to tell my story and not to be ashamed of it anymore. But like, for so long I was ashamed, I hid it because I didn't want judgment on me. But now it's like something that I want to keep talking about because everyone talks about it now. I mean, I feel like it's not this thing that goes hidden into a closet anymore. It comes out the closet and everyone's talking about it. But that's the main thing, guys, that really sparked me to want to go deep and invest into mental health. Also, guys, I have a 1-year-old daughter who's amazing. I feel like my favorite food is steak. I love steak, guys. Not steak, steak or pizza. Those are my favorite foods. It gets weight in my heart. Give me steak, give me pizza. Let me tell you a place I always wanted to travel to. I've always wanted to go to Paris. I don't know why. It's just that whole going to the Eiffel Tower. You know, Paris is like the city of love. You go there, you go romance. It's funny because one of my coworkers actually told me he went to Paris and he was like, I'm like, I need to go to Paris. Show me some pictures on his phone. And I'm like, I need to go to Paris like as soon as possible. Somebody take me to Paris. But also, let me tell you guys. So what's something else about me, guys, if you don't know? I've always wanted to play the guitar. It was a passion of mine, the guitar or the piano. No, I've never played it, but I've always wanted to play the guitar or the piano. I don't know why I'm passionate about the guitar and the piano, but I am. I always wanted to play on the guitar. I don't know why. Never took lessons. Always wanted to. Do I like animals? I love dogs. I don't know why. My boyfriend has a dog, and I'm just in love with him. His name is Batman, and he's just amazing. And we're also about to get another dog, which is crazy. We're going to get a boxer dog, so that's going to be pretty cool. We get our second dog, so it's going to be pretty cool. But yes, I love dogs. And I used to be scared of them when I was younger, but now it's like, I'm not scared. I love them now. I'll tell you guys my... Alright. I'm trying to take a thing to tell you guys. I'm so sorry, guys. I got stuck at this telling you things about myself thing because I don't know what to say. I'm like, I'm drawing a blank. But like I said, if you want to really know more in-depth things about me, you can really go to, you can just call in and do a voice message, or you can just, you know, if you want to know anything, clap, just let me know. And also, guys, call and do voice messages and let me know what you think of my podcast, what you think I need to work on, what topics you want me to cover, what things you want me to talk about more, or just things I can improve on. I take all feedback, guys. I'm not going to get mad at you. I'm definitely new to this, so I can use all the help I can get, or all the feedback that you guys want to give me. Feel free to just let me know. I'm right here. My favorite music. I like all kinds of music, guys. I will listen to whatever is playing. I like R&B, I like rap, I even like a little bit country, I like pop, I like rock, I like it all. I listen to anything. Anything that catches my ear and sounds good or something I can relate to, I'm going to listen to it. I don't care what it is. Let me tell you something. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I'm really sorry. Like I said, stuck at this Q&A. But, alright. What else haven't I told you guys? Alright. I'll tell you guys. Alright. You want to hear like an embarrassing story? Well, this happened when I first, I remember. I'll tell you guys an embarrassing story where I like fell. This happened the other day at work, actually. It was super embarrassing because I had made the mistake. I was trying to do something at work, and I put the laptop on top of the printer. Well, the cord didn't stretch as far as I thought it would. So I'm on the ground trying to untangle the cord from the little table I had on. And all of a sudden, the laptop just goes boom and falls to the ground. Everyone stares and looks at me. And it's so embarrassing because they thought I fell, but really I didn't fall. I was already on the ground trying to untangle the cord. So it's super embarrassing. And everyone's looking at me and laughing at me. And I'm like, oh my God. But yeah, that was a super embarrassing moment for me, guys. But yeah. So anyway, guys, I know I stuck at this Q&A. So like I said again, I'm so sorry, guys. I tried. I wanted you guys just to get to know me a little bit better because I don't want to just be talking all deep into mental health and everything without you guys really feeling like I gave you a proper introduction, which I should have done in my first episode. So I apologize if I didn't do that. But I just want you guys to get to know me a little bit better. So I try to do this Q&A, even though I'm stumbling over it because I'm kind of like, I don't know what to say. But again, guys, if you want to get to know me a little bit better, you can also, like I said, you can also contact me on Twitter too, guys. My name is Angelic Love on there. You can also look for me, like I said, on YouTube. And I'll put the links to all that stuff out for you guys. And I'll definitely let you guys know when I get the mental health blog up, mental health YouTube channel up. But again, guys, if you want to get to know me more, please send in a voice message and let me know what you think. Clap. Just give me some feedback, guys. I'm open for all kinds of feedback. Also, guys, what you can look forward to on my podcast, I want to have fun. I want to talk about mental health. I want to help others, but I also want to have some episodes where we have fun with you, where it's not all about, seriousness. I want to have some fun episodes too where we laugh at ourselves and talk about certain things that aren't so super serious like today. Why I try to kind of went off subject a little bit because I want to have some fun with you guys and do something a little different. So you can just look forward to a fun, exciting podcast. I'm new to this, so continue to get to know me and grow with me and help me along the way and bear with me. But it's going to be a fun journey with you guys. I promise you that. I can promise you. All right, guys, I'm going to end this and sign off. Please enjoy this beautiful Wednesday. Remember, guys, please send your feedback, voice messages, clap if you want to, and just let me know what you want me to talk about more often. And I'm going to go now, so I will talk to you guys soon.